Who do you say that I am? What an inconvenient question. Far better, who do people say that I am? Well, I don't know Jesus. John Baptist, Elijah, prophets. My spouse tells me this. My parents tell me this. Priest says this. Jesus turns to you and says, no, who do you say that I am? We live in a very narcissistic society. We create an image for ourselves. Facebook. Everybody has their own little fan club. And that's who we think we are. We create for ourselves. But the question that Jesus Christ asked us, who do you say that I am? That's real. That's determinative of just exactly who you are and how you live your life. To have the courage to face that question, but also be quite aware of the ramifications of your answer. Yeah, Jesus, you know, you're a really interesting guy. You said a lot of really intriguing things. In fact, there are cathedrals built for you. Rituals and ceremonies and vestments and music and liturgy. You're fascinating. But don't get too close. Don't ask me to do something I really don't want to do. Yeah, be part of my life, but more tangential. Because I have a lot of things going on. And I don't want you to mess them up. That's a choice. That's a very real choice. But if you say you are the Christ, you made a choice too. There was no ambiguity about Jesus. He knew who he was and he said who he was. If you recall Moses, Exodus, when he comes across the burning bush and God tells him to go back to Egypt, he says, who shall I say sent me? And God says, I am. Tell them I am sent you. God identified himself as I am. On the night of Jesus Christ's passion, the high priest asks him, are you the Christ? Are you the Son of the Most Beloved? And Jesus says, I am. I am. If you recall, the high priest just ripped his garments. To say and believe that Jesus is the Christ is also to live without illusion. Peter bought into the illusion. You are the Christ. And then when Jesus told him what that really involved, Peter would have none of it. No. No. And Jesus rebuked him and said, Peter, you are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. To recognize and declare Jesus is the Christ is to really kind of get out of our own heads, our own understanding, and trust it all to God. In His resurrected glory, it is quite easier to say, yes, You are the Christ. But when Jesus asks that from the cross, it is much more challenging to say, You are the Christ. As we bear our own crosses, often in quite doubt and fear, the very questions of our lives, and quite often then they seem all torn asunder, turn to Jesus and said, yes, You are the Christ. And we live our lives according to that. What He said in the church He established. In the midst of the church, You are the Christ. That is a question, who do you say that I am, that no one can answer for you. I cannot do that. No one can answer the question for you, who do you say Jesus Christ is? But as a community, as a parish, we answer in a very real way corporatively. Do we as a parish live and testify that He is the Christ? And maybe even more pointedly, for who we are in this parish, St. John's University Parish, with the mission that has been entrusted to us to bring Jesus Christ to that campus of West Virginia University and bring West Virginia University to Jesus Christ. For us to fulfill that mission, a unique and challenging mission that in some ways may be a very real cross, we have to witness and believe as a parish and testify that You are the Christ. And then follow. To follow the Christ in poverty, in simplicity, in service. That we are the witness. The world asks us, often disdainfully, often dismissively, but the question's out there, who is this Jesus that seems to be so important to you, that seems to dictate your life, that seems to be so countercultural? Who is this Jesus? Who is this, what is this church? What is this Catholic Church all about? It doesn't seem to want to play with us. What are you about? Who is Jesus? In that cacophony of noise that is out there, in the blur of technology and machinery and materialism and all the isms out there, we have to be that voice. that witness. Individually, most certainly. But a St. John's University parish, that when the world looks at us, when these students encounter us, they hear and they see that response from us. Who is Jesus?
He is the Christ.